Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Snyder's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Tom's back. He's president of Ivy Tech Community College, the largest institution of higher education in the great state of Indiana, a state I used to live in way back in the day, and one of the country's largest single-accredited statewide community college systems. And it's a big deal in Indiana, and he told us about what he was doing last time, and now he's got some suggestions on how you and I can take advantage of the community colleges around the country. Tom Snyder, welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. So remind the audience how vast and expansive Ivy Tech is.
Well, we're unique in this regard. And that is, we've got one statewide college. There are community colleges virtually in every county. They're really critical for turning the country around. Indiana decided to go for one accreditation, one name, and did that about 25 years ago, and it's worked well for Indiana.
So instead of having 20, 30 different community colleges, you have different installations of the same community college.
Exactly. So, you know, in some states, you actually, if you change counties, you actually have to transfer between those schools.
Right.
In Indiana, there's one transcript, one enrollment. We're big on online, so you can enroll anywhere in the state, in
right.
fact, anywhere in the country.
And you attribute that, and Indiana has been, the Indiana economy and the performance of the government of Indiana has really been a model for the state, hasn't it? I mean, for the country. And
I think it's been very conservative.
You attribute the education system in Indiana the way to that?
Well, Indiana is trying to, be a leader in education attainment, and the community college is, as you point out, when you were growing up, it was strictly blue-collar. You didn't need a high school diploma to get a good job in the steel mills,
mm-hmm.
the auto industries. Indiana's changed, and Ivy Tech's been a big part of that.
Yeah, well, that's great. So, all right, so talk to us about some of the things that you've partnered with small businesses, because this is a big deal. This is an underused relationship potential across America, I think, right now, because I have known a lot of presidents of community colleges, and they're just sitting there ready to go to work with a lot of different people. And so tell us how you guys are doing it.
Well, I think one of the things I'd say is that your community college leader should be on your speed dial if you're a small business person. I mean, they're going to be the source for you to get new employees. They're going to be the source for you to get yourself upgraded in terms of your own skill set.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an open door, and it's low cost. In other words, I would say that a third of the work community colleges are doing is workforce training and
mm-hmm.
Business training that's not even enrolled in school. It's just training that you can go and sign up for almost at any time.
Well, nothing against the halls of higher education. I have a BS degree, and I'm sure you've got more than that,
right.
Tom, but nothing against those guys. But they're typically a little bit removed from the marketplace. And community colleges live out here on Main Street with the rest of us. And so, I mean, it's not only the charter of a community college, but it is the nature of the people running community colleges to be on the same level with businesses out on Main Street.
Well, I think that you've hit the nail on the head. You know, if you think about every state has a group of community colleges, and by their very nature, they're open access, they're low cost, and they are targeting, the needs of each individual community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we vary our offerings by what part of the state that we're in. You know, in the Northwest where you grew up, the big push is the resurgence of the steel industry and energy. Mm-hmm. And so we have a program called the Steel Worker of the Future, where the skilled workers for the steel mills who are making six-figure salaries, if you can imagine,
and
are developing those skills at the local community college, both in Indiana and in Northeast Chicagoland.
My dad was a hammersmith at Standard Forgings.
Right?
I saw what
Small
it
world.
Took. I saw what it took to be a hammersmith. You don't want to arm wrestle with those guys. I can tell you that.
No.
But now
computers are doing those.
But now the lady who's the hammersmith. I mean, my dad had arms like Popeye, right? And the lady who's running the hammer now is doing it from a controlled environment using a joystick, probably.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that goes through in every industry.
Yeah. So okay. We got a small business out there who's trying to upgrade his own businesses or her own business, and we have some new skills and we're advertising, we're trying to get workers to step up to the skills that we need, and it's not happening. Do we come to you guys? Do we come to our local community college and say, hey, you know, this is what I need. Do you have graduates like this, or can you help me? Do we need to start a new curriculum? What do we do?
Well, I mean, all of the above. And, first, reach out to your community college. Second, make sure that you understand what the needs are with you versus your competitors. Where are you falling short? And then ask your community college to step in and help you. One of the big pushes in community college going forward in the next few years is the career placement and making sure that, employees that are needed, we can see where the demands are, and each state is a little bit different. But clearly, what the colleges are trying to do is, where are the hot jobs, and where are the, the critical shortages? You can get a lot of support from virtually every organization in the state, but I'd say reach out to community college first.
Another thing I'd like to point out is that most of the time when you have these kinds of programs that Tom's talking about, a community college is partnering with a local chamber of commerce on this too, aren't they?
Absolutely.
So, folks, that's another reason to join your chamber of commerce. If you don't know anybody at a local community college, but you know somebody at the chamber, maybe that's where you first stop and say, can you introduce me to the right people at the community college? I promise you, I'd be willing to bet you that somebody at the chamber knows how to make that connection. They probably already have a program for what you need. So check that out, folks. Quick break. 20 after, right back with Tom Snyder. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.